Have you ever wondered if you could break the cycle of limiting thoughts about who you are and who you could be? Have you ever wished you could embrace challenges, struggles, and setbacks as a source of growth? Welcome to Amped, where we'll supercharge your success with high performance and mindset coach, Dr. Aaron. You'll learn the strategies, skills, tools, and techniques to make a living doing what you love. We'll discuss scientifically backed strategies to improve your mindset and ultimately your bottom line. It's time, your time, to step into greatness. Get ready to get amped. Here's Dr. Aaron.
Welcome to the Amped Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron, and it is my absolute joy, pleasure, and honor to introduce our guest today, Lee Smith. Lee is actually one of my very, very best friends, and she's what we call growth friends, which means someone that's also interested in really being their best and living the amped life. And I'm just so excited about what she's going to share with you. I know it's going to completely help you have the best 2019 that you could ever have, but let me introduce her and then we'll get going. So Lee Smith lives in Reno, Nevada with her husband of 17 years and their 16-year-old daughter. She achieved her lifelong dream of being a stay-at-home mom. And after a 2.5-year battle with depression, she struggled to find her next pursuit of happiness. She persevered in late 2017 and soared to amazing new heights in 2018. Listen to this. She launched an innovative networking business, co-authored 2 Amazon bestsellers, graduated from Dale Carnegie's Skills for Success program, and Brendon Burchard's High Performance Master's program. She set out to speak at 20 different engagements and has spoken at 16 to date. I have no doubt she'll reach her goal. While she is grateful for all the amazing milestones that she's stepped upon this year, she is curious and wonders what more she can do in 2019 to serve and help others discover or reawaken their possibility for greatness. Welcome to the podcast, Lee.
Thank you so much, Dr. Aaron. What a treat to be here with you.
Right? Absolutely. I feel the same way. Okay. So you have this really, really neat framework that you call designing your sweet life with candy. And why don't we start there and then we'll talk about the sea of candy. But candy is this awesome acronym that you use in your business and with coaching others. Tell us a little bit about this candy idea.
Right. So I thought, you know, designing your sweet life, designing your best life. So the sweet part is, you know, what does success look like for you? And so success for me is just being at my best at any given moment and being able to step into my A game in helping others. And so I thought, you know, designing your sweet life, well, what's the best way to come up with sweetness? Candy. And candy is an acronym for clarity, affirmation, necessity, discipline, and uniqueness, which is spelled Y-O-U, of course, celebrating you specifically because you are unique in what you bring with your gifts and your talent and your light in helping you design your own sweet life and step into your best self. And it makes you a better person and it helps to make the world a better place.
Oh my goodness. So just a year ago, let's take people on this little journey and why the sea in candy has been so important to you. So let's talk about clarity. So what inspired you to get clarity in your life? And what impact has that made for you? And how did you come to build all that you've built in the last year? And how did clarity play a role in that, or lack of clarity?
It's been a huge journey for sure. And I think it started with coming into the awareness of the depression that I was fighting. And I say that because overall, I, in my 40 plus years, I've been a happy-go-lucky person. Depression has not been a huge issue for me. And so when I was in the midst of it, I wasn't fully aware of it. And when I did become aware of it, I recognized this is not where I want to be. This is not who I want to be. I'm not the person who sits on the couch and does nothing. I'm not the person who avoids interacting with other people around me. And I'm like, this is my current behavior. And this is, I'm not liking who I see in the mirror. And I don't mean just physically. I didn't like seeing the person I was looking at. And it came down to one key question for me. And I think so much of creating change in life, it comes from asking the right questions. And for me, it was, Lee, what makes you happy? And in that moment of awareness of my depression, I could not honestly answer that question. And I thought, gosh, I used to always know what makes me happy. And so knowing that I was lost in that moment, I said, all right, it is time to go on a quest and find the answer to what makes me happy. And I found that laughter is huge for me. I love to laugh. And I couldn't remember at that point how long it had been since I had a really good laugh. And so I went on this journey of finding anything and everything. And I mean, we're talking simple stuff like watching reruns of Friends, the sitcom, which I had seen 1,000 times over. I knew all the lines, but those episodes will still make me laugh. And fortunately, locally for me, there was an improv theater that every Friday night they had improv night, and I would go and I would pay to see the show, and I would get my laughter on. And then I would surround myself with people that I knew had that great sense of humor that would get me busted laughing. And it was one thing after another. And then after that, it was probably a couple of months after that, I have to say, I got to cross paths with you. And it was in a one-on-one call with you where we talked about clarity. And I was like, Erin, I have all of these ideas bustling in my head. And so I was in the midst of this fog of what do I do with all of these ideas? And you, with your skills, asked me the right questions. And I gained clarity of, I think I know what I want to do now. So clarity is so key in understanding where you are, who you are, who you want to become, and what you want to do. And when you get clear on those aspects, this roadmap of how starts to open up and you see this path. It's almost like the infamous yellow brick road, and you just take one step in front of the other. And with that continued clarity, you start, you just put that one foot in front of another, and you're following this path and you're creating this incredible life for yourself.
Well, you gave some really great nuggets in what you just said, and I want to really edify what you said about the questions that you can ask yourself. So you said, let me see if I get this right, who do you want to be? What do you want to do? What kind of experiences do you want to have? That sounds like those questions helped you start being curious about what makes Lee happy, and that those same questions really help our listeners. Anything to add there, or did I catch what you said?
It's also understanding where are you right now and where do you want to go. So that leads into yes, what kind of experiences do you want to have? But you also have to understand your starting point. And it's just that awareness of where you are.
You know, you mentioned also too, just being curious and kind of taking a level of curiosity around what do I like? And that can be a really scary place, but I always say, take a piece of adventure along with, you know, a sense of adventure with, let's just start exploring. And is that what you would recommend for people?
Definitely have that open curiosity and sense of wonder. And it might be a little scary at first, but once you continue that path of clarity, the fear kind of dissipates a bit too, and it becomes more exciting.
You know, they say, some scientists say there's no bad data. And I just thought of that when you were saying that, like, it's great to find out what you don't like as well and say, no, I don't, I thought I might like that. I don't, I'm going to keep exploring. So there's no bad data.
This is true. This is true. Yes. And as far as the impact that it's made for me, you know, not only did it give me this business idea that I was able to launch in 2017, but it also reawakened my purpose. And I've known for a long time, it really sat with me what a friend told me when we were having a heart-to-heart conversation. And he said, Lee, I just have to tell you, you're like a diamond. He says, you take the light from other people, the best that you see in them, and you reflect it back to them in a way that they never saw themselves before. And when I really set my heart in that as I was gaining my own clarity, I thought, you know, that's my purpose and I need to reawaken that. And so now my greater vision with recognizing that as my personal gift is I, instead of doing it one-on-one, I want to amplify that. You like that word there, getting amped, amplify that from a platform, whether it's through an online course or from the stage, because I love speaking from the stage and having that positive impact for others.
Well, anyone who's ever in your audience is glad that you are up there. I will tell you that much. You know, you are someone that is a running mate of mine, and we clip along pretty quickly by some people's standards. But I think what makes us appear insanely productive is that we have an insane precise clarity. Let's talk about the necessity, the N in candy. Can you speak about that a little bit? And that might be a phrase or a term that people haven't really heard about, but I know that you and I are driven by necessity.
We do. And it first came to me through listening to Tony Robbins over 20 years ago. And he said, if you want to be more productive, you got to get a do it now mentality. And so that has helped me, especially in chores, right? Who wants to do the mundane tasks that we have to get done anyway? The best way to get through it and make it happen is just do it now instead of waiting and procrastinating. And so necessity is about creating that sense of urgency. And in this bigger picture, it's if you are going to be designing your sweet life, why would you want to wait any second longer than where you are right
so
now?
Good.
Yes. You've been here this long. You've struggled your struggles. You've overcome your adversities, and you are this amazing person that you are right now. Why not start that sweet life right now? Why wait 2, 5, 10 years? Someday? Who wants to wait for someday? Someday never comes. So let's create that sense of urgency. Once you have that clarity, you know what you want, you know where you want to go. Maybe you don't know the how. So many times we don't know the how, but once you start taking action, the how shows up. And it's amazing. And so when you get that necessity and that urgency of like, I can't wait any longer for my dreams. I've got to step out and make it happen. Then that gives you that energy, if you will, to step out and be bold and take those actions that maybe you never thought of before. And it helps you to overcome fear. You know, fear holds us back in so many ways. But when you create that urgency, and you're like, I'm taking action right now, and you do one thing every day towards those dreams and those goals, oh my gosh, watch out, because that sweet life is going to show up again and again, and it's delicious.
It's so delicious. Okay, let's talk about part of the AMP life, which in my acronym is the E, which is energy. And I want to tee this up in a certain way with you. Something that I've noticed, and I've done a lot of traveling with you to Brendon Burchard events, events where we are constantly growing ourselves, we're tooling up, we're growing our toolkit personally and professionally. What I love about you is you are like a magnet for awesomeness. You attract people to you, and people cannot help but be around you. And part of that is this energy, and you might even call it passion, that you have. Now, you and I have both struggled with depression. And now we've come to the other side of it, and we have energy, and people are attracted to us. So for someone that maybe hasn't felt that spark lit in them, and they want what you have, Lee, so many people want what you have. How do you think, you know, how do you keep your passion alive day in, day out? Is it just a, a fluke? Is it luck that you have it, or do you work at this?
Oh, it's a daily work in progress. And, you know, I like to ask, it's about questions, right? We talk about that clarity initially. And so asking the right questions. And the first question is, what is going to get you out of bed in the morning? There's got to be something that gets you so excited. You can't wait to get the day started because you're going to move in that direction with that. And the second thing, if you can't, you know, you're like, I don't know if I'm really coming up with an answer for that question. If you could think about your perfect day, the question I want you to focus in on is, when you put your head down on your pillow at night, what is going to allow you to do that with a smile on your face? Where there's some sense of satisfaction, some sense of fulfillment. And so, you know, it could be something that gets you really excited, you can't wait to jump out of bed, or something that has that deeper resonance that when you put your head down, it leaves you with a sense of peace and that smile on your face. So whatever answer you come up with for either one or both questions, that's where you can dial in some of that energy. You're like, okay, this is what's going to answer those questions. So now I'm going to take those actions that's going to allow me to do those things so that I either can wake up excited and fully charged, or I'm going to go to bed peacefully. And so, you know, I just dial in on that. And then really my personal routine with my passion is winning the morning. For me, if I don't win the morning, I don't win the day. And then I'm either going through the motions or I'm trudging through. And that's not how I prefer to live. And so winning the morning for me starts with my day in gratitude. When I wake up, my eyes open and I'm like, oh, I have another day. I've got another day. I'm so grateful. And I start thinking about either people or events or experiences that I'm just totally in gratitude for. And then I trigger three words. And this is something that you and I have both learned from Brendon Burchard. And it's thinking about your ideal self. You know, who, if you're going to live that sweet life, who do you need to be to make that happen? And so you think, you brainstorm all kinds of words that describe that person. And then you pick the three words that resonate the most to you. And I'm happy to share my three words. They are powerful, bold, and fun. And I think about those words when I'm in the shower. It's like, I am powerful. I am bold. I am fun. How can I be powerful today? How can I show up in my boldness? And what kind of fun can I create for others? And then I think about two other questions. What can I get excited about today? I think, you know, through my to-do list, and I'm like, oh, here's what I can get excited about. I'm going to this networking function and I can meet four new people I've never met before. And I wonder who they're going to be. Or I think of an idea of how I can serve one of my clients. Like, oh my gosh, here's something I can do for them. And I'm so excited about it. And then the second question is, what could go wrong today? And not in a worry sense, but just kind of thinking realistically through some possibilities. And then if I see how something could go wrong, then I do a follow-up question of, how do I need to show up in that situation? And no, we can't predict everything. And it doesn't make sense to, you know, overthink and over worry about the day. But if you kind of get this picture and just kind of take yourself through and ask that, and knowing how you can show up in those times, I'm fully prepared in that moment. And then I think, what is my mission for today? And I look through my daily tasks and my appointments and whatnot. And I think about the top three things that need to get done. And I'm like, all right, here's my mission, these three things. And then I go and attack it and win the day.
Oh my gosh. I mean, that could be a book right there. I hope you all were taking notes. I hope you rewind that, because Lee and I have studied, you know, high performers and successful, happy people, and they have very, very similar morning routines. And like you said, first of all, they have a morning routine. And then second of all, it includes everything she just said. And I want to talk about the concept of your D for a second, you know, which is discipline. And it's the D in amped as well. And so one of the things I find fascinating about discipline is, show me someone who's disciplined and I'll show you someone who's free. And it's this very interesting dialect of, the more disciplined one is, the more freedom they have in their life. And personal freedom truly is the highest level of self-actualization, some psychologists would say. So one of the things I admire so much in you is your discipline. And it doesn't surprise me then that it's highly correlated with this very fun, energetic, vibrant personality and lifestyle that you're living. So let's talk about discipline. And have you always been disciplined? What has surprised you most about your discipline practice and how it's helped you build your life, your own sweet life?
Yeah. Oh gosh. I wish I could say that I have always had the discipline, but I've had to discipline myself to be disciplined, right?
It's so good.
Oh, and discipline in my candy, it's all about motivation. And we think that we have to feel motivated first before we can take action. And the truth is, you gotta act and then the motivation will follow.
And okay, action, say it again. Say it again. Preach it, girl. Say it again.
We think that we got to feel motivated before we can take action, but really it's taking the action and then the motivation will follow. And I learned from another coach of mine that there's a benefit to lack of motivation. And I was so caught off guard when I first heard him say that. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized it makes so much sense. And the benefit to lack of motivation is the opportunity to exercise the discipline muscle. And that comes into play when, again, there are tasks that you really don't want to do, but you know you got to get them done if you're going to move forward. There are things in my office where I've got to file papers and get my notes organized. I've got to schedule my one-on-one appointments. There are things day in and day out, sending invoices. It's exciting, but it's really not exciting because it's sending out paperwork. It's exciting to get paid on those invoices, of course, you know, but there are those different things that I'm like, oh, I'm just not feeling motivated today. There are times when I'm not motivated to attend a networking event, but I know I got to do it anyway because, hey, I got to meet new people or meet new possible connections for my clients. And so it's really looking at, again, coming back to that clarity, what do I truly desire? Focus in on that dream. What actions do I need to take to make that happen? And then get that do it now attitude mentality and go out and do it anyway. And just knowing that if I keep taking those little steps forward, that's that daily discipline, that exercise, that discipline muscle. And then once I'm in the middle of that action, it's amazing what energy pours into your body in the midst of that moment. And now I feel motivated and I'm getting those things done. And I'm like, yes, I'm having another chocolatey good moment and enjoying my sweet life.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. So one thing I've also noticed about you is your ability to get things done and your ability to coach other people to get things done. And so in the course of the last year, I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, all of the wonderful things that you've accomplished. So let's talk about time and managing time. And what do you say to someone who tells you, I don't have time, Lee. I don't know where you find all the time.
That, again, it's got to go back right back to the C. If you don't have clarity, the rest of it just will not fall into place. And so again, it's getting clear on what is it that you want to experience? How do you want to be experiencing your life in the bigger picture and in the day to day? And if you can't get that why, if you can't get clear on that why that's going to move you, you're never going to have the time. But I will tell you that when you do get that clarity and you have your why that's really huge, you will get convicted. And when you get convicted, you prioritize and you plan the activities that are the most important to you. And here's a practice that I do because, you know, first you got to have that that clarity. And then you can create that practice, which what I do is I brain dump everything that needs to get done. And we can do this week by week, brain dump everything that needs to get done in the week. And then you can number or color code, you know, the things that are most important. And then right after that, I kind of next to those activities, I'm like, well, how much time do I really think this activity is going to take? And then I have my weekly schedule, or I time block my rocks. These are the things, these are meeting times or networking events or particular scheduled things that they don't move, right? You know exactly when they're going to happen. And then you'll find these blank areas, and then you can pick that activity, the most important activity, and block that in within the week based on how much time it's going to take. And that may sound, again, a little mundane, but when you have your why and you can put those time blocks clearly, now you're getting clarity on the week. And time, when we manage time, almost like when we manage money, you know, when we invest money in the bank or somewhere else, we expect a return on it, right? And we don't really think about it, but we can do that with our time too. So if we are a good steward with our money, we find ways to get that, you know, even more money than what we had. And this is the wonderful thing about time. When you get convicted and you get that clarity and you put that time block into place, you are now being a good steward of your time, and you'll be amazed at how much time you will find. I know people who have gained an extra 20 hours a week by being such good stewards. I myself have gained an extra 5 to 10 hours. That now I can be more present with my family, or I can create hobbies for myself, adding to the greater balance of who I am and what I want to accomplish. And so, again, it's got to start with, how do you want to experience time? Why? Creating that conviction, then putting into practice those priorities and blocking those times, and then being that good steward. And finding the end result is you get more time. It's awesome.
Wow, that was incredible. Again, rewind and take notes, because that was incredible. And you know what I'm hearing you say too is there's a benefit. It that even ties into the discipline. You know, the more disciplined you are with time, you're going to get this benefit of enjoying where you're spending your time. And so there the motivation comes, the happiness comes, the sweet life comes. So it's all very interrelated. Thank you so much for that. I have a question that I want to ask you. So you've been in business, I think it was last week or last couple of days, it was your 1 year anniversary, and congratulations. And what is the maybe biggest thing that has surprised you in starting your own business and being on this entrepreneurial journey?
Oh my goodness. I think it's the little and the big breakthroughs, the just looking back and seeing how much I have actually accomplished. It's mind blowing to me. And I remember thinking the first few weeks of January, every day is fireworks. And here we are in December 2018, we're in the last month of the year, and I am still experiencing fireworks every day. And so I think, let me back up a moment. I think the biggest thing that has been for me, and I didn't put this in my bio, is I had an opportunity to raise donations for a local charity that's dear to my heart. And that allowed me an opportunity to rappel along the side of a building that was 324 feet up. So that was a big deal, because physically I am afraid of heights. And what did that force me to do? It forced me to think about my why. Why do I want to do this when people think I'm crazy? You know, it's because, yes, I had a big heart for this organization, but even more than that, I knew it would force me to face my fear. And facing my fears made me have a conversation with fear. And that's what I want to encourage others to do. Everybody has fear in their life, and fear is inevitable. It will be with you day in and day out. And, you know, to have control over that fear so that you can be in control of your life instead of letting fear stop you from enjoying life is to have that conversation with fear. And my conversation was, fear, I know you're there. And I know you're there because I am shaking in every cell of my body right now, standing on the top of this building. But you know what? This is my time. And my personal mantra is outside my comfort is my zone. And so I'm getting into my zone and I can't do that with you covering me. So you need to step aside. I'm claiming my time and I'm going to make this happen. And so I think, you know, that's a big picture example of what happened. But, you know, ever since I started my business, it was a daily stepping outside of my comfort zone. And I challenged myself in that. It's like, oh, is this comfortable? Okay, well then I have absolutely no excuse to get it done. Is it uncomfortable? Oh, well, now it's my time to get into my zone. And I would repeat my mantra, outside my comfort is my zone. Outside my comfort is my zone. And once I could get into that conversation with fear, I was like, oh, hi, fear. How you doing today? You know what? You're not serving me. I need you to step aside. It's my time. I'm getting in my zone. And then I go off and I get it done. And now you've heard, you know, from the beginning what I've accomplished. And it's like, well, if this is what I did in 2018, what more can I do in 2019 knowing I'm going to get stronger each and every single day? Because I'm designing my sweet life and I'm going to make it so yummy.
Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. Don't you just want a piece of it, everybody? Okay. I'm going to ask you one last question and then we'll talk about how people can work with you and get in touch with you. You have a beautiful daughter, Kaylee, who is turning 16, or maybe she just did. She had this stay-at-home mom for all of her life. And then this last year, you became a businesswoman and entrepreneur and a force to reckon with. And I'm wondering what you think, and maybe she's even shared with you, what has she, how has she benefited the most from watching you design your sweet life?
Oh, that's a great question. I think she has witnessed me discovering the dream or reawakening the dream that's been a part of me and going for it. And I have done my best in raising her that life is meant to be experienced. Life is not meant to be sitting on the couch binging on Netflix. It's getting out there and doing something, anything. And she's an extrovert like I am. So getting out there with people and experience relationships and through that, discovering who you are. And like we said in the beginning, discovering who you're not as well, right? The things that you like and the things that you don't like and getting that whole picture. And so, you know, getting that dream and going for it and just trying whatever it takes and just taking in the adventure of it all. Like for her, it's, her little step has been going into speech and debate. She had never really given thought to it before. And she thought, okay, I'm going to go after my first speech contest. And she called me in between traveling through this to the tournament and said, Mom, I'm freaking out. Our school has this reputation and I'm afraid I'm going to mess it up. And I said, sweetheart, this is something you've been doing all 15 years. You love getting in front of people and talking and sharing. And you are one of the most incredible storytellers I have ever heard. And so you've done your preparation. You know, this is your first time. Just go out there and have fun with it. And so she's seeing me go out there and have fun with it, even though I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just trying to learn from mentors and coaches and people who are already doing what I want to do. And then just going out and having fun and learning, even if I fall flat on my face. And the fun part, true fun part was she didn't fall flat on her face. She ended up taking second place. And I'm like, woohoo. So she's learning to design her own sweet life through my modeling. And I'm so excited to play that part in her life for her.
Wow. Thank you. I agree wholeheartedly with your answer. And you're changing the course of generations, my friend. That is so beautiful. So, okay, how can people get in touch with you and learn more from you and coach with you? Because I know they're going to want to.
Oh, thank you so much. It would be such an honor to serve and help make an impact and help you design your sweet life with CANDY, which again stands for clarity, affirmation, necessity, discipline, and uniqueness. And I, you know, if you want to create something yummy with me, you can email me at Lee, spelled L-Y, at B2B Matched. That's a letter B, number 2. bmatched.com, or you can go to my website, b2bmatched.com, and there's a link there that you can hit and get more information. Or if you want to text or call me, my number is 775-742-3552, and I will send you my calendar link and we can set a schedule together.
Thank you, Lee, so much for blessing our listeners, for blessing my life, for living your best life, for stepping outside of your comfort zone on a daily basis, because it inspires me to do the same. And thank you so much.
Thank you. This has been terrific.
Absolutely terrific. So everybody, thank you so much for joining the Amped podcast. And remember, the Amped life is your best life. It's where you're activated, motivated, productive, energized, and disciplined. Go out and live your sweet life with candy. We love that. We love that framework. And we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Now that you've been given the permission and tools to amplify your life, it's time to amplify your purpose, passion, and profits. For more tools on how to make money doing what you love, visit www.thepsychologyofmission.com. And for more episodes, visit the Tenacious Living Network at trlstation.com. It's time, your time, to step into your greatness and get amped.